Thank you, Mr. Nunn. Happy Sabbath, one and all. What a joy to be with you here on God's holy Day of Trumpets. And the seventh angel sounded. Going to call that the title of my message. This summer we lost my mother-in-law, Mrs. Elsie Conley. This was a dramatic reminder that we all are really no farther than one breath or one heartbeat or one oncoming car from the sound of the seventh trumpet. Mom's next experience will be the trump of God. And so we were thinking about, well, when do the saints rise and when are the vials poured out and what will we hear? We got to be wondering, what are the various events and the chronologies that take place during the Day of Trumpets and on the final trumpet? We'd placed on her funeral program card one of her favorite scriptures, and it was out of 1 Corinthians 15. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. And in her life, leukemia had taken about 6 months to run its course, and in the twinkle of the eye, she will be there when that seventh trump sounds. So that same hope that Elsie Conley had is motivating all of us here today to be there in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye at the sound of the seventh trump. Are you ready to hear the trumpet? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's in Romans 10, 17. Hearing the word of God. Today we're going to hear the word of God pertaining to the seventh trump directly out of the book of Revelation. The sermon's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time reading from the book of Revelation and just let us hear what is there, because that builds our faith in hearing it. Daniel was told, go your way, Daniel. These things are sealed until the time of the end. But that means as the time of the end gets closer, more of these things become unsealed. And so who knows what more God will reveal as we go through and we hear. I was struck in reading through the passages here, how the sweep of Revelation goes from back at the foundation of the world and back at the time when Satan deceived a third of the angels, and it sweeps all the way through past the sound of the seventh trump and past the time of the last great day and the fulfillment of the final wedding supper. And all of this sweep, the book of Revelation, just kind of commingles all these things on this great day. They all kind of crisscross and meet on this day. It's called a time when time is no more, and we'll read a passage here where it also says, it is done. Jesus Christ said it is done at the cross, and we're going to read a passage as we sweep through the book of Revelation, when all of these things from all these extremities are said, it is done. So, open your ears, he that hears, let him hear, and let's just see how much of the book of Revelation God opens to our mind. I profess I won't be giving you all the answers. I'll be bringing up more of the questions, but it takes God and his Holy Spirit to reveal to all of us. I'm going to start reading in chapter 10. I'll conclude reading in chapter, actually 22, and we'll just kind of let the clock be the guide of how much of this we actually read through. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Revelation chapter 10, I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he cried with a loud voice. And you're going to be hearing a lot of directions to the speaker: loud, rumble, noisy. This day of trumpet is a time of loudness. If I were to make my voice loud, every time it says to make it loud, the ceiling would be reverberating. He cried with a loud voice as the lion roars. And when he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, when he's fixing to sound, see, there's these time spans that just encompass whole spans of centuries almost. So he's about to sound. The mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. Then the voice which I heard, I'm in Revelation 10, verse 8, the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat. It will be in your stomach bitter, but it'll be sweet as honey in your mouth. So he took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. And then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, chapter 11. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with plagues as often as they desire. And when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, the two prophets, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, send gifts to one another, because those two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded. There's the title of our sermon here. And there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. I'm in chapter 11, verse 19. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquake, and great hail. Can you just get the feel of all the chaos that goes on around these times of this seventh trump? Chapter 12. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fiery red dragon. We're going to see a contrast of the woman of God and the woman of the world. And here, the great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head, his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. You just see the centuries that are sweeping by. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she was has a place prepared for by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Then I stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast, chapter 13, rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority. And I saw out of his heads, as it had been mortally wounded, one of his heads, mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted in him to make war with the saints, to overcome them. And authority was given over every tribe, tongue, and nation, and all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Verse 11, chapter 13. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666. Chapter 14. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who are redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they were without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and sea and the springs of water." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Then a third angel followed, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name." Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. Follow them. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who sat on the cloud thrust in the sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horse's bridle for 1,600 furlongs. Chapter 15. Mr. Welch, I do intend to stop on time. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested." After these things I looked, and beheld, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16. First plague, second plague, third plague, fourth plague, fifth plague, sixth plague. And that takes us to verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl plague into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and a great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceeding great. Chapter 17, it's about a scarlet woman and the scarlet beast. I'm going to skip to the end here. Do not have time to continue reading all the way through the book of Revelation here. I hope I've encouraged you, though, to maybe make it a personal project to go ahead and read through these and try to dramatize and try to get a feel for who are the players and what are they announcing and why are they announcing what are they announcing, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys, who wears the white hat and such. You'll see there's an incredible contrast between a woman harlot who would be queen, and this is the spot where I'm breaking off in my reading here, and the woman who's invited to the wedding supper of God. Incredible contrast there, and I invite you to read through and try to really see and understand the contrast. And again, these things are all painted during this time when the seventh angel is sounded, when it is done. I'm confident that before the day is out, most of the other bellwether scriptures about Jesus Christ and his return will be read. I'm going to conclude my dramatic reading here, and we'll skip to chapter 20. I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And that's what it's going to be like when that seventh angel sounds. These dramatic events all pivot on the sounding of the seventh trump. So let's resolve here today, as we commemorate these events on this day of trumpets, that you and I will be there in the first resurrection when the seventh trumpet shall sound. Read the book of Revelation and make its message your message. Are you ready for the seventh trumpet?